Truth bomb of the week is I thought that when I turned 30, I would have my whole life figured out. I was wrong. Welcome to the Kindness and Truth Bombs podcast, where I empower you to love and own your truths. After all, they make you unique, and this world needs you just as you are. Every week, I share a truth and a kindness story because tapping into kindness and your truths can transform your life. What is up, Truth Bombers? We are into January of 2021. I hope that you guys had an awesome new year. I hope that you have made your intentions. You've written down your goals. You're starting to work towards them. I also hope that if you've fallen off track on your intentions and your goals, that you do not beat yourself up too harshly. You get right back up and try again. Okay, I hope you're kind to yourself and you're allowing yourself grace. Sometimes we magically think things are going to change because it's a new year and all of a sudden our old bad behavior is just going to magically change because we want it to. And that's just not the truth. So whatever your intentions are, write them down, write your goals down, make sure you put them in a place where you can look at them every day and you work at it every single day. You take it day by day. You're not going to reach all your goals in one day. And that's why it's your goals and your intentions for 2021. So just keep working at it and be kind to yourself if you mess up. The worst thing you can do is mess up and then throw your hands up and give up. So don't give up. Keep going. We're only in January. You have 11 more months to accomplish these intentions and these goals. So my wish for you is that you just continue to work at your goals and your intentions every day. All right. Our kindness story this week comes from goodnewsnetwork.org, and a Secret Santa dropped off 400 gift cards of $250 to all of these families in Canada. And they left the gift card with the poem. And I wanted to read you the poem. It goes, "I don't know you, but I know you opened the Secret Santa envelope this year. We all felt at the end of the rope, so I hope this little gift lifts your hopes. The whole world ain't as dark as it seems. There's light if you look for it, if you know what I mean. The next 6 months, every day, gets lighter and longer. Still standing after 2020, you'll emerge stronger for someone in need. You'll be their first responder. You're a fighter. You are tested. You will conquer. Whatever it is that you set out to do, remember to just believe in you. Don't need this? Please pass the baton, for that is the way hope carries on." How beautiful is that? Someone that is blessed financially decided to bless other people. 400 families woke up on Christmas Day to a random envelope with $250 gift card and this beautiful message. And if you didn't need it, you could just pass it on to someone that needed it. And I just thought it was so beautiful. Of course, I'm going to link it in the show notes so that you can take a look at the story. But I always love these kindness stories because the kindness of strangers just amazes me. It's so beautiful. And these kind random acts that people continue to commit stay with people for a lifetime. And that's why I continue to share them, because I want to inspire you and give you hope that there are good, kind people in this world. And if you are one of those kind people, thank you. Continue to spread kindness. I know sometimes it feels very dark. I know sometimes it feels like you're standing alone, but you're not alone. There are so many good hearted people out there. And I honestly believe in my heart, there's more good in this world than there is bad. So continue to spread kindness. I hope you guys love these stories as much as I do. All right, let's get right into my truth bomb of the week. And truth bombers, I don't know if this is your truth. Maybe you stumbled upon my podcast because you saw that headline of, "I thought that by 30 I would have it all figured out, but I didn't." and you're here and you're just like, what is she talking about? Here on this podcast, I just share my truths. Sometimes you guys share your truths and I just get on here and I talk about it. My hope is that my truths resonate with you so that you don't feel alone in this world, that you know that maybe your truth is just way out there and it's different from everyone else, but you're still not alone. Okay, so I had this crazy preconceived notion that by 30, I needed to have my life figured out. By 30, I needed to be successful. I had this crazy alarm clock in my head that, like, at 30, that's when I was gonna be rich. That's when I was gonna have everything figured out. That's when, like, finances were gonna be A1. And I mean, wow, I was so wrong. I just have to laugh at myself because I literally don't even know where that came from. Like, I don't know where I had this like ticking time bomb in my brain that, oh my God, by 30, you have to figure it out. And that's why I dreaded turning 30. One of the biggest reasons I dreaded turning 30 is because I thought I had to have it figured out. And plus, like, back in the day, people used to say 30 was old. And now I'm like, 30's really not old when you think about it. So of course, once I hit 30, I'm like, 30's not old. I want everyone that's about to turn 30, or maybe you just turned 30, to know that you don't have to have your life figured out by 30. In fact, you could maybe just be getting started. If you're anything like me, when I turned 30, I just started to kind of really realize what I wanted out of life. And that's okay. And there's people that wake up at 50 and they're just now figuring it out. And there should not be like this pressure that we have to have everything figured out by a certain age. And that is the biggest takeaway from this episode, is live your life. You do not have to have everything figured out by 30. Heck, you don't have to have everything figured out by 40. The goal is to find your purpose in life. And it doesn't matter how long it takes you to figure out your purpose. Once you figure out your purpose, to live in your purpose. And that is the goal of life, because living in your purpose brings you happiness. So it doesn't matter when you figure out your purpose. If you figure out your purpose at 21 years old, that's amazing. I'm just here to say that if you have not figured it out and you're about to turn 30, or you're 35, or you're 45 and you haven't figured out life, it's okay. Continue to figure out what your purpose is on this earth, because that's where your happiness lies. My message to the youth, to the younger generation, is don't worry about having to have a deadline of when you need to have life figured out. So let's take the deadlines off the table. It shouldn't be like we're telling our kids, like, by 30, you need to have it figured out. By 25, you need to have it figured out. It should be experience life. Live, really live your life. If we're too busy telling the future generation that they have to have life figured out by a certain age, they're not able to really enjoy life's experiences. So get out there and travel, get out there and work, go to school, gain those experiences so you figure out what you like and what you don't like. Because the sooner you figure out your likes and your dislikes, you're able to really figure out what your purpose is. You're able to figure out your why in life. And I think that's so important. That is, if we could give that idea to the future generation, that is more important than having a deadline of when they should have their life figured out. It should be live life, experience life, figure out your purpose, find your happiness. That's what we should be preaching to the generation that's coming after us. And I hope that I can give that gift to anyone that's listening. You don't have to have your life figured out by a certain age. You really don't. I mean, there's stories that I just saw the other day that a 67-year-old woman just got her bachelor's degree. She was just saying that she woke up one day and she decided she never got her degree, so she wanted to go get her degree. And there's nothing wrong with that. She decided, hey, I needed a degree. I wanted to do something different. Who cares? There should not be a deadline to when we have to have life figured out. Instead of worrying about a deadline, we need to just be living this life. Life is too beautiful and too complicated already to put so much pressure on ourselves to have life figured out by a certain age. And I honestly, thinking back, I don't know where I got that idea from. I don't know if it was like society pressure. I don't know if someone told me that randomly. I can't even remember where I got it from, but I just remember this like this sense of dread of turning 30 because I did not have life figured out. And I was stressed out because I'm like, oh my gosh, like I'm in a career, but I don't know if that's like the end all be all. And I've always been a little bit of a rebel. And I'm like, just because I'm in this career doesn't mean that's going to be my life's purpose. And it took me years to figure out, just because I got this degree in one thing, that I can still be passionate about other things and continue to fill my life with things that bring me joy. And I was past 30 when I figured out what my purpose in life is. And that's okay. At 30, I did not know my true purpose. Now I do. But at 30, I didn't know. So if you're about to turn 30, I don't care if you're 40 listening to this. I don't care what age you are. If you still haven't figured out your purpose, fight like heck to figure it out. That's what life's about. Not about having the money and the fame and all of whatever you thought you needed to have at 30. It's about figuring out your purpose in life so that you can truly live happy. So go gain those experiences in life so that you can figure out your purpose. You never know when you're going to be traveling, when you meet someone, when you're in school, when you're at a job, whatever it may be, that a situation happens and you're like, oh, light bulb goes off. You have that big aha moment, you know, and that comes from experiences. I used to tell my students all the time, if school is not for you, then don't go in that direction just because everyone's doing it. Take a step back and figure out what you really like, what you don't like. And start experiencing life. So if school's not for you, hey, maybe you want to figure out a trade. School's not for you, hey, maybe you want to work a little bit and figure out, you know, what kind of field you want to go into in the workforce. Maybe you want to design something. There's not like a one size fits all for everybody. And there are some people that, kudos to you, have life figured out by 30. And that's great. You went and you got your degree, then you worked and you figured out this is my life, and you're cool with that. That's great. I'm just speaking to all those people that didn't have life figured out by 30. And I want you to know that it's okay. Figure out what you like and chase it. Figure out your passions and chase it so that you find your purpose. There's no right age to have your life figured out. There's no law that says you have to have your life figured out by 30. I think my biggest thing was, I thought in my brain that when you turn 30, you were old, because that's what society used to say. So, oh, 30, you're old. And if you're old, that meant that I had to have life figured out. I think that's where that came from. Like, I'm just having like a crazy like aha moment in my brain. Like, I'm pretty sure that might have been where it came from, is that society said you were old at 30, which is wrong. And then once you hit 30, you're like, oh, well, if I'm old, I need to have life figured out, which is wrong, because there's no age to have life figured out. It doesn't matter when you wake up and figure out what life is supposed, it doesn't matter what age you wake up and figure out what you're supposed to be doing in life. All that matters is that you wake up and you figure out what you're supposed to be doing in life. It doesn't matter when that happens, but live your life, gain those experiences so that you figure out what your purpose is. And once again, once you find your purpose, what do you find? You find your happiness. I can't stress this enough, is find your purpose and then chase your purpose. Every day, wake up trying to figure out what your purpose is in life. You'll be so much happier if you live life with purpose. I promise you that. Don't believe me? Try. Start brainstorming. Maybe your intentions for 2021 can be figuring out my purpose. Or, check me out, your intention can be making a step in the right direction of what my purpose in life is going to be. But the sooner you figure out your purpose, the sooner you find your happiness, the sooner you find that childlike happiness, okay? And that's my big thing. That's my big why, is helping people find childlike happiness so that they can live their life happily, right? Because when you're happy, life just is so much better. And that's not to say that life's not going to be hard, because, okay, we know how life is. Life is going to be hard. Life is going to throw you freaking curveballs out the wazoo. If you filled your life up with purpose and you've gained your childlike happiness, when life throws you those curveballs, you're better equipped to handle them, right? Because you know how to be happy. You know how to get back to that happiness. That is my why, is helping you find your childlike happiness. That's what brings me joy. And it took me a while to figure out that purpose in life. When people used to ask me, like, what do you like to do? I used to always give that generic response. I love helping people. And I'm telling you, I was over the age of 30 when I finally figured out my purpose is not just helping people. It's helping people find their childlike happiness so that they can live happily. That gives me joy. Seeing you happy. Like that brings me so much joy when people have that light bulb go off in their head and they're like, aha, I get it. Or I figured out my purpose. Thank you for helping me figure out. Thank you for helping me shift through the mess and the junk and understanding my truths. Because once you understand your truths, that's one step closer to your purpose, which comes full circle of why I share my truths on this podcast. So that if you see that my truths are this, hey, maybe I relate to her on that truth as well. Hey, she's sharing her truths. Let me figure out what my truths are. Because when you take a look into yourself and you really sit down and you quiet the noise and you figure out what your truths are, it helps you find your purpose. You have to mute outside noise, and it's hard to do, but sometimes you just have to sit still and figure out what it is that you want out of this life. Biggest takeaway is you do not have to have a deadline as to when you figure out your life. So please do yourself a favor and share this with someone that may be thinking, oh my gosh, I'm about to hit 30. I'm old. Or heck, maybe they're about to hit 40 and they're like, I'm old. I haven't figured out life. And they're just feeling stressed. Drop the stress and take steps in the right direction of figuring out your purpose. Because once you take steps in the right direction of figuring out your purpose, you find your happiness. So once you, biggest takeaway from today's podcast is, figure out your truths. What is true about yourself? Write them down. And it could be a list of 500 things. I don't care. If you take steps in the right direction of figuring out your truths, you list your truths. All right? List them. It doesn't matter how long the list gets. Just start listing things that are true about you. Really start to get into self-discovery. Once you start listing your truths, you start figuring out what you're passionate about. Once you figure out what you're passionate about, you're taking a step direction to figuring out your purpose. Once you figure out your purpose, you found your happiness. Once you found your happiness, you continue to chase that and you find your childlike happiness. And think about children. Naturally, children are just happier people. They're just happier. And that's the goal, is to find our childlike happiness so that when life gets dark and gloomy and hard, we're able to fight through that because we know our purpose here in life. We know what it's like to have that childlike happiness, so we fight like heck to get back to it. Live your life and don't worry about an expiration date of when you're supposed to have it figure it out. Live life, experience life. Figure out what your truths are. Chase your purpose. Chase your happiness. You'll be better for it. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm so happy that you guys keep coming back week after week, fighting like heck to find your happiness. That's what I'm here for. Until next week. Keep dropping those truth bombs. They will set you free. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you took something away from this episode. If you want to share your truths, head on over to Kempin' It Real on Instagram or kempinitreal.com, and I would love to discuss your truths on another episode. Don't forget to rate this episode and see you next week.